Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To choose from, the model you want, the color you want, the options you want. Shop over 250 all on sale for a limited time only at Wolf Chase Toyota. The number one volume sales leader in Memphis. Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2019 sales.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Report is the 11 a.m. code word. Text the word report. REPORT to 72881. You can win $1,000 this hour just for listening to Jason and John. Text the word report, REPORT to 72881. You have up until 12 noon. And don't forget, if you happen to miss a word, go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use our rewind feature there. We're the only station in town that actually has the feature. Report is the code word. Next code word coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That means my table turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I gotta say.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Shoal, appreciate you rolling with us. John Martin, how you feeling? It's Friday, and you are coming off. This entire city is coming off. Not a, John, like a back and forth. Could have lost last night. I guess there were times where you could have. But I think the Tigers won pretty comfortably. You put it that way. 60-49 is pretty comfortable, right? You win by double digits. And I think this city is certainly feeling good about its college basketball team, as well as its Memphis Grizzlies will be going for its, what, seventh in a row? Tonight when they host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hoop City feels like is rolling right along. John Martin, you skipping along with the beat?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little sleepy. I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Because you're working so hard.
Been a long week. But you know what? I'm happy to be here, blessed to be here. And your University of Memphis Tigers, they keep on rolling. They keep on rolling. Last night, they take care of business.
It had been a while since they beat Cincy, John. You pointed that out last night on Twitter.
The last time that the University of Memphis beat Cincinnati.
I didn't realize that.
We had a different president.
What?
To put it into perspective.
Man, that was a long time ago.
A long time.
That feels like eons ago.
It's been a long time since Memphis was able to beat Cincinnati. It was January 2016. You remember that game? It was kind of at the end of Josh's tenure, and everybody was kind of out on him.
It was here, for sure. For certain.
Yeah, they randomly just beat Cincinnati in the middle of the year.
Just, I didn't cover very many Cincinnati wins.
Yeah.
Memphis wins over Cincinnati.
I think there's only one. You know, so you covered one.
Oh, there had to be more than that, certainly.
I don't think so.
If it was just that, and they hadn't won since, pretty much I'd left. Dude, you're talking about Cincinnati's winning them all of late.
Jared Cumberland has never lost to Cincinnati. I mean, to Memphis. I knew that. But I guess I can go back
to 10 now. It hadn't gone back that far. And check your stats. I think it was February of 2016.
It was definitely January.
Oh, we gonna go back and forth on that one on this show until one of us is proven right.
Yeah, it was late January, though.
I think it was early February.
Okay, well,
I'm going to mess up your tweet that was liked so many times with them wrong month.
Yes, but anyway, Memphis gets the win over Cincinnati last night.
Huge win. You know what? This staff, I'm going to say it right now, John. It's coaching its butt off.
Coaching its butt off. Okay. I'm glad you think so.
Top that. Penny Hardaway told you that after the game.
Thanks to Aki for joining us on the show today. That's going to do it for us. The show's always brought to you
y'all
by
have
the
good weekend.
That's it. That is absolutely it, ladies and gentlemen. The show is over. The staff is coaching its butt
y'all.
Off.
It's a blessing to work here. That was well done, actually, Brad.
Yeah.
It's right on time.
We have a big show planned.
Dude, I got a lot to say about this Tigers win.
I think this
staff's coaching its butt off.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. By the way, you were right. It was February. It's February 6th. You were right.
The old smooth.
You got me on that one.
Oh, my old smoothie got
I got to go delete the tweet
get
now.
Just tell me what you want. Get your old tired, retired they self away from my stats.
They played.
I watched you closely.
They played Cincinnati January 21, lost 76-72, and then they played them again on the 6th of that year.
The old man just monitoring from his porch, looking for them wrong facts.
You got me. I got to correct this. Anyway, we have a big show planned for you today. Aki Collins is going to join us. Was he on that staff, or had he left by this point?
Which staff?
The last time they beat
us. It was 2012 to 15.
Okay.
And so I was going to ask him, but I'm pretty sure he was 1-3 versus Cincy. So not very effective either.
Yeah, so we will talk.
They have owned Memphis of late. My God.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt they've been a tough.
I thought I covered more than one win though.
A tough team for Memphis to beat, obviously until last night. So we'll talk to Aki Collins about all of this and more. Cincinnati's not, I don't think John Brand's going to be very good there. I don't think he's going to recruit very well. I don't think he's going to do a very good job at Cincinnati. I don't think they're going to be. They won't come close to matching Mick Cronin, right? Like Mick Cronin was in the tournament every single year, and they never went very far. And there were some years, I guess, in there where they were a 2 seed and they didn't advance to the Elite Eight, Final Four. But at the same time, I don't think you're going to see very many tournament appearances under John Brandon, if I'm being honest.
Well, I'll send a message to Brandon and let him know his career is over.
I will tell you, Brandon did something I've never seen last night. Maybe you've seen it before. Where you stop a fast break by getting a technical foul right in the middle of the fast break. I've never seen that before.
Well, that was weird on the ref's part, for sure. I mean, to stop it in the middle of the fast break.
He had to because Brandon was going absolutely nuts.
Oh, absolutely.
On the sideline.
And I think actually warranted.
And rightfully so on that call. Because, again, keep in mind, this had just happened. John, I don't want to get too deep in this because we got Channing Crowder as well.
Have
you set up the entire show? It doesn't even feel we're getting on into it.
Now Channing Crowder is going to be on the show at 125. Now we can move on.
There you go.
Thank you. Remember earlier on, just a couple of minutes earlier, Cumberland had gotten a late whistle, right? When it looked like it really shouldn't have been a foul. He got a late whistle when he missed the basket, the ref went ahead and called it.
Yeah.
Right? It felt like on this one where Cumberland and Brandon goes crazy that ref, John, was fixing that call. There and wasn't going to get because look, Penny was talking about defensively. We're going to keep our hands straight up and do the vertical jump. The refs will give you good defense if you keep your hands up. But if you watch Dandridge and Precious, when they jump at him on this one, Brandon went crazy on. They're doing the vertical jump, but Precious's hands come down.
Yeah,
right.
And they touch come, and that should have been a foul, and that's why Brandon was going crazy. The ref was trying to correct his wrong from earlier for that late whistle, and didn't call it. That was a foul, and Billis said it, and it was. And Brandon, I guess you could say, had right to go crazy. That said, dude, you cost your team right there.
There's no question.
Because the
about
breakdown
it.
Continued after that. We can talk about it, but Quinones gets up underneath Cumberland's skin, and you saw a Cincinnati team that, look, yeah, it's got a new coach, but that's a veteran unit, you know, coming unhinged against a team that had 4 freshmen and 1 sophomore out there to finish the game. So that's what I'm talking about when I say coaching your butts off. And, again, I'm using Penny's own words. I'm agreeing with him. That was a fantastic job against a veteran unit. Yes, with a new coach, but a veteran unit nonetheless.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, that's Penny's first win against the Bearcats as coach. They cover 60-49. And I thought that, this is a young team, and typically what you see when Memphis and Cincinnati play, Memphis tends to shrink from the physicality against Cincinnati. Like over the last 5, 6, 7 years that they've, been in the same league, they have tended to shrink against Cincinnati. Now, again, this is not a Mick Cronin Cincinnati team. But they still have a lot of those same pieces from Mick Cronin's time, right? Like the Cumberland and his cousin
the
Cumberland.
The player of the year.
By the way, Jaden Cumberland, who is Jaron Cumberland's cousin, did you watch him at all last night?
Yeah. He's not the same size, so he doesn't have nearly the same presence. He's averaging 10 a game, though.
He looks as if he's always out and can't remember if he left the oven on at home.
Well, that's an interesting observation. You were watching him closely yesterday.
Like, he always has, like, a furrowed brow. Like,
he's little brother, right?
He's cousin.
Oh, he's cousin.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he's the cousin of Jaron Cumberland.
Little cousin.
Yeah. Very much so.
Okay. Well,
he came over from Oakland.
Well, he did nothing last night.
Yeah, absolutely. He hit one, I think, garbage time bucket. That was the only field goal that Cincinnati made after the technical, and it was in garbage time. So you talk about costing your team. And again, like, I understand why John Brennan was upset. You know, it's a two-possession game.
You can't lose it like
Bodies are flying.
You're the leader of your team. You can't lose it like that.
Yeah, but it's a four-point game, you know, and you're on the road. Technical fouls if you're at home, I could understand. You know, if you're at home, hey, you know.
Quinones gets the two free throws on the other end to make it a six-point game. Then Lomax gets the strong layup to make it an eight-point game right after that. And for the most part, you've helped your team blow the game with that call. Again, yes, I agree with Brandon. It was a bad no-call, but you have got to keep your cool there. And as a result, literally, you give your players an excuse to sort of be frustrated as well and let that show out. And you saw with the offensive foul from Cumberland on Quinones. I frankly, John, I thought that – I don't know where you intended to go, but this I thought that was sort of embodied the entire game. I talked about this with Calkins. They're late in that game, about 3 minutes left. It's after the Lomax play. It's still an eight-point game around that. They really finish off Cincinnati with their defense. And, again, this is a freshman in Quinones. I'm not sure we bargained for this when Memphis signed him. On a player of the year, a reigning player of the year, 6'5", and most folks think has some NBA aspirations. You know, he tested the waters last year. And he is under Cumberland's skin in a way that you're not supposed – that a freshman's not supposed to be under a senior skin. And again, Cumberland's trying to get open. It's go time. Again, Brandon's already kind of gone off, so there's that. They're about to fold up. And Quinones is so deep in him. He's so tight defensively on him, right, that it causes that Cumberland's basically got to fight him to get him off. Well, Quinones does what he's good at, right, tries to sell an offensive foul. They both go down in a heap. The ref doesn't call anything, but he's watching them. John, when they get back up, Cumberland's so mad he's going to reestablish position on this young freshman, right? And in doing so, he shoves him again, and Quinones takes the offensive foul. They were done after that because at that point, you'd broken their head coach who's so frustrated, right? He pulls the tech that kills him, and then you've broken Cumberland in the sense that, man, if I'm not going to get any of these calls, right, and he comes back down, forces two shots on the next possession, and they're done.
Yep.
To your point, Memphis is holding them, felt like scoreless, just one basket, I don't know, the last 6-7 minutes of the game. So, again, you're seeing a team that is elite defensively. The odd part is they're doing it with four freshmen and a sophomore on the floor at the end of the game.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be under people's skin like this good defensively. For a 10th straight game, they held their opponent under 41% shooting. This was way lower, 30% for this Cincinnati team. This team is locking folks up.
Yep.
And it's about darn time probably that we stop picking at this. You know, what is it now, 14-3 record and saying, man, they got to clean it, this turnover, and if they're going to do this, oh, and you got to do book, and start looking at what is an elite defensive team, right, being coached by a second-year staff that's got these fresh freshmen without James Wiseman playing at a super high level and winning the games they're supposed to win. They're rolling right now on the defensive end, John.
Yeah, they are.
They're figuring things out offensively. It was good to see DJ Jeffries sort of get back in the fold last
night. Well, I mean, you're exactly right. I think Lester was 3 of 3 from the field last night.
3 of 3 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He didn't miss a thing, and defensively he was outstanding. What he brings to the table is huge for this team. So you get him re-engaged again, and then, you know, can't go much further without talking about DJ Jeffries and those 18 points.
Well, I was going to say, like, that's kind of where I was going to settle.
Yeah.
Excellent.
In the beginning of this show. I mean, I think – you ready for a take?
Please.
If DJ told Precious Achiuwa all week long that I'm going to show up on Thursday, like, he wasn't feeling good, you know, against Wichita State and South Florida.
Yeah,
he's still kind of coming over.
And you could tell in his game.
Exactly.
He's
only
more
took
aggressive
two shots against Wichita State, uh-huh. Three shots against South Florida. He told Precious all week long, I'm going to show up on Thursday. It's a rivalry game. It's on national television. Just sit back. And he and Precious combined for 30 points together. DJ had 18, Precious had 12. A 6-straight double-double for Precious. That's the longest streak in the history of the conference, believe it or not. No player before Precious Achiuwa last
That's
night
impressive.
Had six straight double-doubles in the conference. If those two keep doing this, if those two keep playing, and we know Precious every single night is going to give you a double-double.
A walking double-double, like, now, setting records.
You could just kind of chalk that up.
Didn't you think Dedrick might have had a run of six? But he didn't. Clearly, this is a record. That's who I went to first. He never did it. This kid's doing stuff we haven't seen. Precious,
so we know we're going to get that effort from Precious every single night in a Memphis uniform. If DJ can do what he did last night, took 13 shots, 10 from three, Memphis will win the AAC. Memphis will win this league if they get those types of efforts. Because those two, they're the most talented tandem in the league. Like, you don't have a more talented 1-2 than Precious Achiuwa and DJ Jeffries in this league. You just don't. I mean, there are great players in this league. There are great sort of leading scorers in this league. But there's not a 1-2 like Memphis has. And that, too, can change on a night for Memphis. Like, some nights it might be, you know, Tyler Harris.
It feels like that because it was the last two games, Tyler Harris.
Some nights, you know, it might be Lester. But most consistently, I think what we've seen so far this year, you know, 17 games through, DJ has been that second scorer most consistently. And if he can do what he did last night and be as aggressive as he was last night, Memphis is going to win the AAC.
No, you're absolutely right about that. If you get that DJ with that Precious the rest of the way, you're going to beat just about every team in this conference. Probably beat Wichita State when you get him back here.
Yep.
And you're going to win the league. The great thing is that they've got more options, too. Like we saw with Lester Quinones, he's getting that shot going again. He hits one literally from the ear of the Tiger last night, big three late. He was huge. Doesn't miss a shot last night, but does it on both ends. John, their four best players, look down the list, look in the box score. Their four best players last night were freshmen. You mentioned DJ had the 18. Precious had the 12 and 11, six straight double-doubles. Lester has the 13. And obviously Malcolm Dandridge, who we have not talked about yet.
Yeah.
Who was absolutely everywhere.
Yes,
and
he was.
You can look at that box score, and if you stop at the first column where it says 3 points, you're doing yourself and this team, frankly, a disservice, because look at the rest of it. Seven rebounds, four assists,
yep.
Four steals,
yep.
Three blocks. Malcolm Dandridge brings a whole nother dynamic to this team in terms of what they can do from an interior standpoint defensively. You saw him front in the post, starting steals out high, getting them into break. You saw him setting guys up.
Yep.
He is a playmaker at his size that brings this is what he brings, a want to. Malcolm brings a want to be in there and get dirty inside with Cincinnati. He wants it.
Yes, he does.
You know, it takes a lot of guts to want to be that guy, right, to do the dirty work against a team and a brand like Cincinnati. Because you know why most people don't want to do it? Because it's nasty, and you don't get a lot of love for it. You know you need it.
Yep.
A team needs it if it's going to beat them. But you don't want to do it, right? Because it's and Malcolm shines doing that kind of stuff. You know, whether it's defensively, again, the four steals, the three blocks, his activity level, John, got them into offense. I mean, defensively, it helped hold Cincinnati again to 30% shooting. And look at their front court. Trevon Scott, who's a senior forward, right, third leading rebounder in the AAC, he does nothing. They hold Vogt. Jay Billis let me know it's Chris Vogt rather than Voigt, I think we were saying all day. Everybody in Memphis was saying Voigt yesterday, who had scored in double figures in all but his season-opening game against Ohio State. You hold him to single digits. They were fantastic in the front court defensively, much in part because Precious had a guy beside him who wanted to be there and do that kind of work. And that's, look, like we said, this team maybe it's at its fastest and best offensively when DJ's at the four.
Yeah.
But you are a team that can push people around when you've got Malcolm Dandridge and Precious playing the five and the four. And that's what it was last night. Again, they hold a Cincinnati team that's doing some damage to people inside, to next to nothing inside. It was fantastic. And again, I'm agreeing with Penny that they're coaching their butts off because they're doing this with a group of freshmen that doesn't include James Wiseman. And on a night, Alex Lomax has got five turnovers, and you only get 2 points from Tyler Harris. Look, Tyler been great last two games, 17 points. You get relatively, and you still win that game by 11 points. Why? Because freshmen stepped up.
They did.
They absolutely did. And so at some point, we got to stop looking and trying to say, well, when we going to find out Penny can't coach? Right? When we going to finally say he's just rolling them and look at the job they're doing and say, this is a hell of a job by a team that lost the number one player in the country.
That's exactly right.
Playing out here with freshmen and their top. They're probably top 15 in the country now defensively. You just held Cincinnati 30% shooting. John, nobody that they've played this year on their schedule shot over 50% on them. I think Oregon at 48 was about the best all year. 10 straight games, opponents under 41%.
Right.
It's hard to get to 40 on Memphis. Forget 50.
Right.
And they're doing it with freshmen.
Well, here's the other thing about this Memphis team.
That's coaching.
If we're being honest, they have three losses, but two of those were probably always going to happen, right? Oregon was a top 10 team when you played them on a neutral site. It was one of your first games of the season. James Wiseman's playing on a temporary restraining order.
We said it may as well be a road game.
No doubt.
Because of where it was.
Wichita State, again, road game. You don't have James Wiseman anymore. He would have been suspended anyway. And DJ Jeffries is battling the flu.
I said they probably, I counted as a loss when they had Wiseman, John, because I just
Absolutely.
Said Greg Marshall,
no doubt.
Year two going there, you're probably not going to do it.
And so you lose that game. It was pretty much always going to happen that way.
Scheduled loss, as you put it.
You have stubbed your toe. Taking all that into consideration, you have stubbed your toe one time this year. One time. Randomly lose to Georgia here in Memphis.
And not to make excuses, but they had a good one that day with DJ Jeffries out.
Yeah, DJ Jeffries didn't play. You know, so, I mean, when you think about that, Memphis has three losses. Two of them were to really, really good teams, not in Memphis, away from home. And the other one against Georgia, DJ Jeffries, who was your leading scorer last night, did not play. So here's Memphis sitting. By the way, like, they have, you know, you look around this college basketball season. I mean, teams are losing. Top 25 teams are losing to bad teams all the time.
Five went down 2 nights ago. Heck, Oregon, which not so great for Memphis, but they went down last night to a Washington State team. It's like 1-3 in the pack.
And so Memphis, for the most part, is taking care of business.
Well, we say they're good at dodging those bullets. They don't lose the games they're not supposed to.
You know?
I heard the thing that they cover or whatever, the thing, when they're favorites, they've only lost two under Penny.
Right.
But we've known that for a long time. We just hadn't seen the number, and it's amazing when you see it. But we've known that for a while. What they don't do is lose to teams they're supposed to win, to games that they're supposed to win. And, again, credit has to be given for that. You can sort of start to take that for granted after a while. But in a year, as John just pointed out, where everybody's losing and everybody's got a bad loss, Memphis technically does not. If you want to count Georgia as a bad one, you can do that. But I'm telling you right now, the committee will take into account that DJ Jeffries was missing. A guy that's probably going to be your second leading scorer was missing in that game.
Yep.
Okay. And it's not like you got killed in the game as it is. You still had a chance to win
exactly.
Lost by 3 points.
So, I mean, listen, it's not a statement win that maybe it would have been in years past to beat Cincinnati last night. But I do think it sends a message. I think it sends a message on national television to the rest of the league that Memphis is still the most talented team in the league.
I would say the team to beat. I'm glad you put well put.
And when they get efforts like they got last night from DJ Precious and Lester Quinones, they will not lose. I mean, they will not lose in this league. So, I think the approval rating for this team and for the staff should be at an all time high, to be quite honest with you. I mean, they're sitting here at 14-3. You know, they got a tough one. I said that only because they did lose there last year and Houston just got beat there. They have a tough one next Wednesday against Tulsa.
It feels like Frank Haith gets you one time a year. I mean, he's capable of that. You know, just typically, and I haven't studied them this year, but typically he's basically got four or five guards out there. And if two or three of them get hot on you, you know, a bunch of 6'5s are usually out there. They go small and they can outrun you and basically outwork you on the boards if you let them, right, with his smallest teams. But you're certainly more talented than them this year. And keep in mind, I mean, this is a team that's in the 100s at KenPom. So, yes, Houston just lost, and teams have shown Tulsa's shown it's capable of doing it, but this is a team you should beat.
By the way, you'll like this news. NC State is back into a quad one win. They are now in the top 50 again. I guess this is
– I thought I heard Bill is saying yesterday that they were 2-2 against in quad ones or some opponents like that. So
NC State's up to 43. You know, so they've been kind of fluctuating. They beat Miami handily.
Been telling you because of that conference they're in where they've got some opportunities against good teams, man, that number is going to go back up to a respectable level. You're probably going to end up with two quad ones there and not have to worry too much about it
right.
with NC State and Tennessee.
Right. So you kind of are rooting for NC State to keep winning in the ACC because that will only help your resume, here at home. So anyway, nice win for Memphis last night on national television.
A little time
on ESPN.
Off before Tulsa.
Yeah, you get a whole week to prepare for Tulsa. So no excuses, right? No excuses. If everybody's healthy, that's a game you should win. Even though it is on the road, that's a game you should go out there and be able to win.
Memphis still playing Isaiah Maurice though, isn't he?
Well, I mean, listen, he
it's a matchup thing last night. It helped.
They stole
out
some minutes last night.
Mm-hmm.
It helped. I mean, because they got back to back threes from Isaiah and Jaden.
I think naturally he's going to tighten up the rotation. But when, I guess, are we going to look at it this way and say, well, maybe part of the reason these teams are tiring down and can only shoot 30% is they're worn out by the time the game's over. And some of that coming at bringing waves of guys at them has to be affecting that.
Yep.
At least it has to be a factor in that. Right, Penny said he wanted to keep the pressure up, and the way you do that is play a lot of guys. When we're all saying, "Well, man, if you tighten it up, you might lower these turnovers," and that's I think naturally going to happen. But he's still, again, if you've got a matchup like last night where you want to pull a seven-footer out and Isaiah Maurice represents a threat, at least, from the three-point line to where you've got to respect him, maybe that. But, too, the other part about it is I think Penny is going to just fundamentally play more guys because he feels like that wears teams down. Mm-hmm. And if you look from a statistical standpoint at the way these teams are finishing games against Memphis, John made the point. I mean, they struggled down the stretch. What, one field goal there in the last felt like 6, 7, 10 minutes, and they can't score. And so maybe some of this playing guys, right, and Cumberland having to worry about who's next covering them, all these waves of guys coming up, is wearing these teams down to a point that, now you're top 14 defensively in the country, at least according to KenPom, you're 14th in defensive offense.
Cumberland played 38 minutes last night.
Yeah.
I mean, and none of the Tigers played over 33.
I mean,
by the end of it, he was a frustrated mess.
Yeah.
Jonas was all under his skin.
Yeah, so a great night for Memphis basketball last night. Anytime you can beat Cincinnati, it is certainly a good night inside FedEx Forum. All right, we will come back. Aki Collins is going to join us. We will talk to him about that kind of a win, what it can do for you for the rest of the season, what he thinks about Memphis' chances in the AAC. Lots to get to on the other side with Aki Collins. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it, we understand it, we live it, and Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Treasures for life, for less.
Hey, everybody. What's the best new thing to kick off 2020? A new all-star Chevrolet. You cannot believe all the zero finance deals and cash back on the new 2019s and new 2020s. 0 for 72 on most new all-star Chevy Silverados, 2019 or 2020s. Plus, you get thousands off MSRP in bonus earnings when you finance with GM. Every Silverado truck you're looking for is at All-Star Chevrolet right now. So if you're ready to kick off 2020 in your new Chevy, head to Olive Branch this week. Not the Pike, not South Haven, not Mount Moriah or Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch, people. And everybody at All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch has one job: to make sure you get a better deal that's more fun and enjoyable and in record time. And be sure to ask about all the deals on the new Blazers and Traverses. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch today or check out allstarautogroup.com.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Collins is our man. He joins us every single Friday here on the show, former University of Memphis basketball assistant coach. Ock, what's up, man?
How you guys doing, man?
I mean, they beat Cincinnati last night. How do you think we're doing?
Yeah, sky's the limit right now.
The sky, I mean, I can already smell the, you know, like the nets being cut down.
Yeah, I bet.
Coach Collins,
to be in Memphis.
How'd you do? How'd you do during your time against Cincinnati here? Do you remember?
I do not, but probably not as good as not as well as I wanted to. Well,
how did it feel? Did you think you had a winning record against them, 500, or were you? Did you have a losing record?
I don't know, because you know I played against them. I coached against them 4 years.
Oh, so it
in
runs
a row
together.
Prior to joining, you know, because the. You know, being in the Big East with Marquette, so it's always a tough game, though. I will say that. I know we lost the last two there. I'm positive about that because one of them we got absolutely smoked on ESPN when we had Joe and those guys. So.
What's it like?
It's Cincinnati.
Well, you know, we'll get to what it means to
1-3, brother.
Beat Cincinnati in just a minute, but like just as a coach.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah, just want to make sure you.
Well,
you,
for the record, for the record, here.
So you had it.
So, aren't you glad you come on the show, Aki? What's it like the day after you know you take a beating on national television? Like what's it like the next day that night? You know, as a coach.
You know, I've been fortunate because I've coached some really good teams, and you know, when we had issues like that, where you know you get beat, you don't play very well. You know, you kind of lock in a little bit more, but you sit there and you wait for the next time you're going to play them. And you wait for the next game that you're going to play because you know that you have enough within your locker room to win. You may not have just executed the right way. So, and now, since you wanted to bring up my record against Cincinnati, I'll talk about the year we got smoked at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we remember that very well.
It feels like you're talking about that game, Aki.
But we wait 10 days, you know, and we see them down in Orlando, and it's a totally different story.
Different story. Yeah. It was. And y'all deserved all the credit in the
Marcus
world.
Marcus Smart, thankfully, somebody must have put some in his drink the night before because he was throwing up all day.
Now, Aki, don't you hate that, that folks want to say that Marcus was sick when y'all deserved that win?
Excuses.
There you go.
Excuses. Listen, we play against who they line up. It's not our fault, you know. We could talk about what happened with us. What? Who knows what happened in our locker room?
Yeah, that's a good point. Who the hell knows what happened?
And a little bit of defense of y'all, too. Didn't you beat LSU down there as well? It was about you guys more so than it was about anything else and what everybody else was doing. And that was a talented LSU team, if you remember, down there in Old Spice, too. A ranked one.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, when you have talent and, you know, you guys lose, you look forward to, number one, getting back in the gym and practicing and getting your team right. Getting to the next game, but you're also looking at that schedule and seeing, especially a conference game, okay, we'll see them again. Let's change the narrative a little bit.
Does something seem off with them? And listen, I don't know if you can keep a brand going right through a coaching change, but it sure feels like, you know, we all expect Cincinnati to sort of be that team that's going to have you in a rock fight, play you well defensively. If you look at their defensive numbers, they're still pretty good. But something's different about Cumberland. And I imagine when you've got a different coach, of course you can have some of that. But a guy who obviously tested the waters last year, 6'5 guard, can handle it. Most folks thought, hey, you come back and show you can play some point guard, be a playmaker, you got a chance next year as a high draft pick. Have you sensed anything off with Cumberland, and has he at all? I mean, is he still a solid, you know, NBA-level prospect?
You know, I haven't watched Cumberland a ton this year, but I have heard some of the things that have been said, you know, just watching highlights of things. People are talking about he's not playing – especially early on, he's not playing the same way he played early in the season. Now, why that is, it'd be purely a guess and speculation on my part as to why that is. It could be attributed to the fact that they have a new coach. I don't know the relationship between him and John Brennan, but, you know, that's something that they have to figure out, and he has to figure out for himself if he wants to achieve the level of success and play at the level that he thinks he's capable of playing at. He's a talented player. They just got to get on the same page for whatever reason.
We are, of course, talking to Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant coach. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. Are you on Twitter? Like, do you use it? Do I need to promote your Twitter account or what?
I mean, I'm on Twitter. I don't know how much I post. I post every once in a while, but I'm on it.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get your brand up, man. Coach Ock 40 yeah. on Twitter. You got to post like some words of wisdom or something, man. Get some use out of it. For Memphis, you know, like we talked about, this is not the typical, you know, Mick Cronin-led Cincinnati team that you know is going to go to the tournament every year. They're undergoing a transition, but what kind of a statement is it for Memphis to win that game last night, the way they won that game? I mean, they matched Cincinnati's physicality pretty much every trip up. What kind of statement does a win like that send for Memphis?
Well, I think I said it last week talking about the defense and the defensive effort. That's what's keeping them in games. Yep. That's what's helping them win basketball games. Offensively, I still think it's a work in progress, and I think they have to – learn how to execute a little bit better in the half court when it's not a ragged game. But the fact that Penny, Mike, and the rest of the staff have those guys playing defense the way they are, it's gonna carry them a long way. You know, do I think they can win the conference? Without a doubt. Like, there's no doubt about it. They're probably, you know, one of the top two teams of the league in terms of just pure talent and what they can do on the court. You know, when they get that offense going and executing at a high level, now you're talking about potentially trying to make a little run. You know, and it's all about matchups. They're gonna kind of run into the same thing that, you know, everybody ran into with the NCAA after Coach Cal left in regards to being the Memphis brand. You know, are they going to get a good seed based on the conference? You know, I just looking at their schedule, you know, if they run the table, maybe. If they have another hiccup or two, probably not. You're looking at, anywhere between 5 and 7 seeds. Can they still advance through that? Yes, but it makes it a little bit harder. But I think they're going to be a tournament team, and they're going to probably win the league. So they just have to work on their offensive execution, and it's going to carry them a little bit further than their defense is right now.
Okay, let me present, what's happening and ask sort of a what do you do when you're a college coach and you've got – and imagine, you know, every college basketball coach in the country faces this. When you've got a talented player who's in a slump and you're at your best, right, when he's coming off the bench at this point, or you had to pull him out of the starting lineup. And I'll just make the point, for a Boogie Ellis, who we all know is very talented, but four out of his last 5 games hasn't been involved offensively at all, hadn't scored in 3 of those games, and you know as a coach you got to get him going. But, Aki, you also owe it to the rest of your team, right, that, hey, man, we got to keep rolling too, and we can't sit here and keep waiting on you because we got to get wins. What do you sort of do, right, to let that kid know you're not, and this is a West Coast kid too, so you want to make sure he knows too, even more so that you're in the fold. Not to alienate him, right, because you feel like a kid could drift, and especially in this day and age, man, where, you know, kids, they get the wrong folks in their ears, they want to transfer. What do you do in that situation, Coach, where you can't wait on the kid, but you also don't want to leave him out there hanging either because you know he can be a big part of what you're doing and your future?
Well, the first thing is fans, media, you know, all the attention's on the game. So you see the kid play for 40 minutes on game night and say, oh, Boogie Ellis is struggling. Mm. Boogie Ellis could be in practice lighting
it up. Still killing it, right? Right.
You know, yes. He just may have a problem when he gets, you know, when
that's
the lights come on.
We got
he
you.
May not.
Yep.
He may not, you know, play it to the level. So that's a issue that the coaches have to deal with, because you see this kid every day in practice and he's performing one way, but then you get him in the game and he may not be performing the way he has, you know, leading up to the game. So you always got to battle that. Then it's a lot of conversations. It's a lot of conversation with the kids. A lot of conversation with the circle. It's a lot of conversation with the team. And, you know, some of the things that you say privately to the young man, you then have to reiterate to the group. Like, hey, listen, you know, this is what we decided. I met with Boogie, and I'm just using Boogie as an example here. You know, I met with Boogie, and this is what we kind of decided to help him get going, because he is such a vital component of our team. But, you know, he's a freshman kid. This team, and I know everybody's kind of upset that, you know, James is no longer a part of it, but you look at it, you're going to lose, you know, you lose James, obviously, and you're probably going to lose, you know, Precious.
Of course.
Everybody else is coming back.
That's what it feels like.
You know, so, or scheduled to come back, let me say that. So, you add 1 or 2 more pieces, this thing can continue going in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And now you add a little bit more season to it. So, you know, I just think it's a lot of conversations. You got to make sure that the kid is you know, do your best to try to make sure he's patient and understands where he fits currently on the team and in your future plans. And then, you know, just do everything you can to help him get out of, you know, whatever funk he's in. Because the kid can, he can definitely play.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. He can really score the ball, can shoot it. You know, he just it's the amazing thing is he sees the ball go through there a couple of times.
That's it.
It could change everything for him.
You can tell.
And everybody in Memphis is, you know.
It does feel like he's pressing up.
And everybody in Memphis is rooting for him. You know, like when Isaiah Maurice takes a three, people groan, right? Like, people are like, oh, God. When Boogie Ellis takes a three, it's like, please go in, you know, for the kid.
Everybody's praying.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
We are, of course, talking to Aki Collins. He joins us every single Friday here on the show. Aki, let me ask you a question. Is that a parrot in the background?
It's a chair.
That is a parrot. That is a parrot in the background.
How did you do that?
It is truly a parrot. Good job.
But your ears are fantastic.
You have a
damn
secret
sound.
I thought it was a squeaky chair. You pulled parrot out of it.
You have a parrot. What is your parrot's name?
I can't tell you, man. It's confidential, man. It's confidential.
You can't tell me your parrot.
Is that parrot's name Josh or something?
Is your parrot named Jimmy Williams?
I protected the identity from the FBI.
Okay, all right.
That is awesome that you have a parrot, Aki.
But he can't. Will you text us a picture of the parrot?
I will text you a picture of the parrot.
Yeah, maybe we can post this this parrot.
Can he say your names? Can he say like Jason and John?
Yeah, he could say some things.
I imagine you're going to keep that confidential as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a real conversation starter.
I mean, he can repeat some names, but, you know, you try to expand his vocabulary a little bit. He struggles, but he's got a few words down.
Yeah, well, how about that? Listen, you're following the college basketball season. You're seeing it. You know, Kentucky's losing to South Carolina. You know, last night Oregon's losing to Washington State. You know, these top 25 teams, I mean, they're dropping like flies. They're losing games they're not supposed to, you know, be losing. If you look at Memphis's resume, they have a loss in a neutral site, but basically a road game against Oregon. They have a home loss against Georgia where DJ Jeffries didn't play, and they have a road loss to Wichita State, which, like, that's a very, very difficult place to win. So how much value is there in Memphis just not losing games it's not supposed to lose?
Oh, I think there's value in that. I think, like I said earlier, the issue or the challenge moving forward is how the selection committee views the American Conference in terms of seeding. I think as long as Memphis finishes in the top two and doesn't get bounced out early in the conference tournament, I think they'll be fine. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've shown, even in their loss, they've shown how well they can play. And this is not a great year in terms of dominant teams in the NCAA tournament. So that bubble is going to be big, in my opinion. There's going to be a lot of teams on that bubble. So they've got to make sure that they just continue playing well and control the things they can control. They don't need any bad losses. They just got to play well and try to win as many games as they possibly can and just don't get bounced out early in the conference tournament. I think they'll be sitting pretty on Sunday. It's just a matter of where they're going to get seated.
Is Tracy McGrady getting a little crazy when he starts saying Ja can be the best player in the league? I liked the MVP. I would have preferred if he had just stayed there, and, you know, because Luka's 20 years old too. But I think we all think Ja can be a superstar. This kid is ahead of schedule, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a
man.
He's must-see TV now, and you know what? He's playing a style that is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he draws fans. He draws little kids to the game. Everybody wants to be like John. I jump to the moon. He's flashy, but he also plays under control, which is very impressive for a young player.
Yep.
To be able to put the team on his back and kind of make the right plays. You know, majority of the time, I think that's impressive. He's only going to get better as he gets a little bit more mature, gets a little stronger. The sky's the limit for him. And they keep putting pieces around him. The team's going to be somebody the NBA's going to have to watch out for.
It feels like it.
No, there's no doubt. Hey, Aki, man, we're going to let you get to your parent, man. We appreciate the time, as always.
I don't believe that you heard him in the background, John.
Isn't that unbelievable? You've kept that hidden all these years.
Of course I. How could you not hear the parrot in the background? It's a damn parrot.
I sit in the same spot every time I'm on the radio with you guys. This is the first time you've ever heard.
Well, he's talkative. He's very talkative today.
That's what it is. Normally, he just sits in the corner and minds his business.
John,
now
like,
talk you're on the radio.
John, like Doolittle over here. John, like Doolittle over here, Coach. He's talking to the damn parrot. He loves animals, as you know.
I guess the bird wants to be on the radio now. All
right. That's right.
Everybody wants their shine.
That's exactly right. Hey, Aki, man, appreciate your time as always, man.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He is Aki Collins, former University of Memphis assistant coach, owner of a parrot, apparently.
Man got a parrot.
Yes. I wonder if the owner of the parrot knows that the parrot is missing, because it very clearly does not sound like that parrot.
Now, school me on birds, John. You're my Doolittle. A parrot is big.
Yeah,
a
it's a pretty big bird.
A parakeet is the small one.
Yeah.
Right. You can't have a small parrot.
No.
He has a big bird in there.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, how could you tell it was a bird and not a squeaking chair?
I mean, if you want to go back and listen to the audio, I mean, they're
you can kind of tell.
Yeah, there.
I heard a man rocking in his chair. It's all I heard. Are you telling me this because I got bad hearing? That was obvious that it was a bird?
No, no, no.
I didn't feel like it was obvious that it was a bird.
I have been to the Memphis Zoo plenty of times, okay? And I am an expert in, you know, zoology and birds and animals. And so, yes, I mean, you could definitely tell. I was like, okay, maybe, like, you know, sometimes it could be like you think it might be a security system just kind of chirping every once in a while, but this was too frequent for that. So I quickly eliminated.
Amazing.
Could eliminate the security system, and I feel like Aki would have a much more elaborate security system than that one, that rinky-dink, jaggedy one.
Of course he would.
So at that point, I realized it could only be one of two things. It was either, you know, a chair, maybe like you said, or a parrot, and parrot was much sexier to me of an option. So I went with parrot, and I was right.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, are you more Eddie Murphy Doolittle, or are you more Downey Doolittle?
Well, I mean, as you can tell by, you know, pigment, I'm probably more likely to
be. I knew you picked a white one.
Well, Doolittle.
You always go for it. You're like a little, you put the cheese in front of the little mouth. He's going to go to it.
Yeah.
So predictable.
And
it's all based on race, huh?
They're different styles, though, aren't they?
Yeah, one is a more modern, a guy who has a family, right? And he has a job, too, but he talks to the animals, right?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy and Doolittle. And then you've got this more magical one, right, and Downey in a more magical time. And I sensed you more as a real-life Doolittle. So I was hoping you'd pick Eddie, but you picked the white one, as I thought you'd do.
I have some more Dr. Doolittle trivia for you. Did you know that Aaliyah's Tell Me Are You That Somebody was on the Dr. Doolittle soundtrack?
Of course I did.
You did? You knew that?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I probably didn't.
But it makes sense that it was.
Very random, but it's true.
She was big at the time.
Huge.
Didn't he make two, Eddie?
I think he did, yes.
And he got paid.
Then he also made one of your favorites, Norbit. That you claim does not get the respect that it deserves. Yeah. Now, this is a great joint. A bopper, as the kids say.
Most of Aaliyah's were. They were all hits. I know that.
I mean, Timbaland has been around for 50 years. Like, this is a Timbaland produced song.
This is a great song.
This is a had moved on from R. Now I'm with Missy and Timbaland, right?
I guess.
Thankfully. Gosh, thankfully.
I think she had moved on from R.
Yeah, praise Jesus.
But anyway, we will come back. Lots more to come. Ja Morant has made a choice.
Oh, man.
In the dunk contest. We'll get to that. Right. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Boy, I promise you, if we keep bumping heads and know.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the Cardinals Caravan. Prizes plus Cardinals players and alums free at AutoZone Park in downtown Memphis.
Cardinal baseball on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Brad Carson. Join me January 17th at 6:30 at AutoZone Park with the Memphis Redbirds, with Cardinals broadcaster Tom Ackerman, the Memphis Redbirds, Cardinal stars like Jack Flaherty, and Cardinals alums like Bo Hart.
More details at 92.9ESPN.com.
That's the Cardinals Caravan on Friday, January 17th at 6:30. 30 at AutoZone Park.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for a new job? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. James Davis, it's where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where I shop, and it's where you need to be shopping as well, because James Davis is in the middle of a fall-winter clearance sale. Right now, you can get 50% off to 70% off all fall merchandise. The sale includes a fabulous selection of sports shirts, sweaters, jackets, pants, sport coats, everything priced to move. And I know you've heard me talk about the Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements taken at James Davis. 10 minutes later, you'll have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in 9 days. They start at just $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get a Stant custom fit shirt, you'll never buy off the rack again. And those Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for just $7.95. I own 4 of them myself. You deserve nice clothes, so go get them at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor. From their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
It's so on point, like it's so musically correct. I don't want to.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Crazy, she gonna make me psycho. Everything I've been through, something only I know. Hey, trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo.
It's lunchtime. Why don't you head on over to 5699 Mount Moriah, where we were yesterday. Appreciate everybody that came out to Wing Guru. Both support. Get that good chicken and support the show. All you listeners. Thank you very much. And thank you to those that listened to us and said, go see Billy Richmond, the former Tigers basketball player who's got the best chicken houses in town, basically. He's doing the best wings in town. Party hole, boneless, however you like your wings, with the best premium flavors. John, about to tell you about them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about them all. Triple J, that's inspired by Jaren Jackson Jr., as you know. Nashville Hot Spicy Taco, Garlic Sriracha 901. The list goes on and on for Billy Richmond and the Wing Guru. And here's the best thing about it. I mean, you know how like the Tigers like to play, you know, 11 deep.
Yep.
Wing Guru goes 11 deep with the flavors. And unlike the Tigers, all 11,
they're worthy of starting.
There you go. Very well done. 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road, and you'll get some very well done wings. Don't sleep on that gourmet burger as well, because if you're in the mood for a burger, you're going to get the best one in town over at the Wing Guru. When you see Billy Richmond, do us a favor and tell him that Jason and John sent you. Thank you.
We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Aki Collins. We do have a picture of the parrot. It is green.
That man got a green parrot.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I just don't feel like you see a lot of black folks. I'm proud of them that got parrots.
I think you're right. He also has sent us a picture
you
of
see
a
pirates with parrots.
Yes, exactly. He has sent us a picture of a dog. It's half pit, half lab. He claims he has a full zoo over there.
Oh, so Doolittle is Aki.
Saki, indeed.
And he's definitely the Eddie Murphy dude. Okay, yeah. We're good.
Anyway, I know you have been waiting on this. I know you have been waiting on O.J. Simpson's.
I've been waiting on what?
Yeah, you've been waiting on O.J. Simpson's championship preview, have you not?
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't realize we would get an O.J. Simpson championship preview, but I'm looking forward to it, if that's indeed. I guess I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just like to play OJ stuff and get my reaction to it.
Well, it can't be AFC NFC championship weekend without OJ Simpson's
previews. He has really just jumped back into of analyst work, hadn't he?
Yeah. So enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is OJ's. This is over on Twitter, he previewed the weekend, right?
Okay.
And I sent that to you, Brad. You should have it. But I guess maybe we don't. But at any rate, maybe we'll get that for you later. Let's do the Jason and John championship preview.
Well, you can't let me down like that at some point.
I'm sorry. No, we'll get it. No, there's no question.
I've got a preview for you, but now you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, you got Titans Chiefs obviously on the AFC side. You got Packers 49ers on the NFC side.
Both are rematches. Which loser the first time wins this week, John? That's the way to put it. Or does the same winning team win both times?
Yeah, no. I mean, listen. I think again we talk about how improbable the Titans run has been. We talked about how, I mean, you've already gone through Tom Brady. You've already gone through Lamar Jackson. To go through Patrick Mahomes at the end of this, and that, again, it would make up what's been the most improbable and unlikely run, again, in playoff history. So I can't imagine that continues. So I've got the Chiefs this weekend.
So you have the Chiefs avenging a regular season loss to the Titans.
Yes, very much so. And then on the NFC side, I think Aaron's getting back, man. I just do. I have a feeling Aaron's getting back this weekend. I think this is the time he gets back. He's only been to one Super Bowl. That was 2010. I think he gets back this weekend. I really do.
That one was a clobbering the first time they saw the 49ers. And while I expect Aaron to be better, that 49ers defense is very good. And they are favored by 7.5, and I think favored 4 because that first game, partly because it was so lopsided. Typically, I would say, again, it's Aaron Rodgers because of what I've seen, right? He's gonna come through. But he has not been elite this year whatsoever. And if they do not have if San Fran stops their running game as well, then there's no way Green Bay's winning that game, and it looks much like the first one did. And San Fran absolutely rolls. The great thing that San Fran's got going for it is Garoppolo doesn't have to be all that great or even good for them to win games. They can win anyway, low scoring, high scoring, whatever you want to do, but it's not all based on Garoppolo's play. They do it with defense and can do it with a run game. So I'm sticking with the favorite there. I'm picking San Francisco.
Yeah, all right, we will come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. Grizzlies have a game tonight in Memphis. We'll talk about that. Ja Morant's made a decision on the dunk contest. We'll get into all of that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Y'all know the term no-lose situation. Well, that's exactly what the Fitz Sportsbook has dreamed up for you with Memphis Madness. Here's how it works. If Memphis wins the 2020 College Basketball Championship in the spring, every single non-winning bet you've made at the Fitz Sportsbook between November 1st through tip-off April 6th gets refunded to you in C-A-S-H, cash. There are no losers. None. Let that sink in for a second. Who would do that? Who's got the stones to make an offer like that? Come on.
on?
That's an easy answer. The Fitz, that's who. So let me take a wild guess. Every one of y'all, whoever your team is now, is going to become a Memphis maniac come March. Am I right? So I got to ask the question, and I'm being 100% serious here. Why would you bet anywhere else? Right, you wouldn't. You shouldn't. So say it with me, people. Go blue and make your bets only at the Sportsbook at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.